Please rise as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who is present, who gives life, who calls into existence the things that do not exist. If you were to keep watch over sins, O Lord, who could stand? Yet with you is forgiveness, and so we confess. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned away from you, knowingly and unknowingly. We have wandered from your resurrection life. We have strayed from your love for all people. Turn us back to you, O God. Give us new hearts and right spirits, that we may find what is pleasing to you and dwell in your house forever. Amen. Receive the good news. God turns to you in love. I will put my spirit in you and you shall live, says our God. All your sin is forgiven in the name of Jesus Christ, who is the free and abounding gift of God's grace for you. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Merciful God, the fountain of living water, you quench our thirst and wash away our sin. Give us this water always. Bring us to drink from the well that flows with the beauty of your truth through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Be seated. And would the children please come forward? Whoa, watch your hand. Hello, girls. Hey. I don't know if you know the answer to... Oh, sorry. I don't know if you all can answer this question, but your parents probably can. What is your favorite thing to drink? Milk. Charlotte, how about you? Chocolate milk. Do you have a favorite drink? Chocolate milk. That's great. I'm with you on the chocolate milk stuff. That's really good, isn't it? And have you ever been really, really, really thirsty? Yeah. And you want something to drink? Yeah. Yeah. And you know how that feels. And then if you're hot and tired and then you get something to drink, you know how that just feels so good inside, doesn't it? Yeah. Yeah. So today we get to hear a story about Jesus who meets a woman, and she's not thirsty, but Jesus knows that inside she's thirsty for God. And so he gives her a whole new way of understanding that God loves her and helps her to understand that God loves her and will always do that. And just that same way today, we're remembering that God loves you and you and you. So that's what I want y'all to remember today, okay? Let's have our prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for filling us with your love. Help us always to thirst after you. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Thanks, Charlotte. Bye-bye.
A reading from Exodus. From the wilderness of Sin, the whole congregation of the Israelites journeyed by stages, as the Lord commanded. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. The people quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." Moses said to them, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord?" But the people thirsted there for water, and the people complained against Moses and said, "Why did you bring us out to Egypt? Out of Egypt to kill us and our children and livestock with thirst?" So Moses cried out to the Lord, "What shall I do with these people? They are almost ready to stone me." The Lord said to Moses, "Go on ahead of the people and take some of the elders of Israel with you. Take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile and go. I will be standing there in front of you on the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock and water will come out of it so that the people may drink." Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. He called the place Massah and Meribah, because the Israelites quarreled and tested the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" The word of the Lord. A reading from Romans. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person someone might actually dare to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we still were sinners, Christ died for us. Much more surely then, now that we have been justified by his blood, will we be saved through him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more surely, having been reconciled, will we be saved by his life. But more than that, we even boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. John, the fourth chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus came to a Samaritan city called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired out by his journey, was sitting by the well. It was about noon. The Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone to the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria?" Jews do not share things in common with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God, who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us the well, and with his sons and flocks drank from it?" Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come back." The woman answered him, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You are right in saying, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you say that the place where people must worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father seeks such as these to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming, who is called the Christ. When he comes, he will proclaim all things to us." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one who is speaking to you." Just then his disciples came. They were astonished that he was speaking with a woman, but no one said, "What do you want?" or "Why are you speaking with her?" Then the woman left her water jar and went back to the city. She said to the people, "Come and see a man who told me everything I have ever done. He cannot be the Messiah, can he?" They left the city and went on their way to him. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging him, "Rabbi, eat something." But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you do not know about." So the disciples said to one another, "Surely no one has brought him something to eat." Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to complete his work. Do you not say 4 months more and then comes the harvest? But I tell you, look around you and see how the fields are ripe for harvesting. The reaper is already receiving wages and is gathering fruit for eternal life, so that the sower and reaper may rejoice together. For here the saying holds true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you did not labor. Others have labored and you have entered into their labor." Many Samaritans from that city believed in him because of the woman's testimony. "He told me everything I have ever done." So when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his word. They said to the woman, "It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I'm really not sure why these kinds of things keep happening to me. Maybe they happen to you too. But here's what happened to me not long ago. It's a simple story of events with a not so clear ending. I was out one day visiting, and then I ran an errand or two, and then it was time to head back here to the church. And on the way, I stopped at a Wendy's restaurant to get a drink to sip on while I was driving back. It was the middle of the afternoon, and the restaurant wasn't crowded at all. And the ladies behind the counter were involved in a pretty loud discussion, you might say. There was laughter and voices. It was boisterous. It was so loud, in fact, you could hear it outside the restaurant before you entered the door. And as I then came through the door and entered, I was able to hear the words distinctly, and I heard one of them finishing a comment to the other one with the words, "That's what you need." And the other one, who was out of sight in the back, laughed and said, "No, honey, what I need is Jesus." Well, I stopped dead still in my tracks. What was I supposed to do? She seemed to be teasing, but here I was, a preacher, and just as I walk in the door, someone clearly says, "What I need is Jesus." And I had to ask myself, did God set that up? Am I supposed to tell her I'm a preacher and I can help her? What would you have done? The truth of the story is that both ladies laughed, and I got the impression that the woman already had Jesus in her life, and so I ordered my drink and left them alone. But that event has stayed with me ever since. I think the woman that Jesus encountered at the well felt much the same. What seemed at first like a chance encounter at the well left her changed. And in the end, she knew not only that she needed Jesus, but that he had found her too. Where do we meet Jesus? When we need Jesus, when we thirst for God, where does God find us? That's the point, you know. The point of this long, complicated story of the woman at the well is that Jesus sought her out, touched her life, and made her new. And that's what Jesus does for us too. I think we meet Jesus in everyday places like our work and homes, places where we spend time each day. in the love shared there, in relationships, in countless opportunities to care for those close to us, we encounter Jesus. I think we also meet Jesus in surprising places. Places like sports venues or on the street or at the mall, maybe even at Wendy's restaurant. Suddenly, Jesus is there where we least expect it, and we are changed by the encounter. I think we meet Jesus in other people too, in compassion lived, in love given and received, in needs met, in sorrows and joys shared. Jesus is among us. We also meet Jesus right here in the Word. As we hear stories of Jesus, as we learn the stories of the great women and men of the Bible, our thirst for God is met, our hearts are filled, and we are changed. We also meet Jesus right here in the sacrament, in the waters of baptism, and in the bread and wine of communion, reaching deep inside and filling us in ways we didn't even know we were empty, telling us anew and again of God's overwhelming love and sacrifice and grace for us. And we also meet Jesus in our service to those in need. As we reach out in the love of Christ to others, we find that Christ is there already. When we reach out to the least of our world, we reach out to Jesus. And then, like that woman at the well, we are changed. I don't think you can leave any encounter with Jesus unchanged. We are given a fresh start. We are made new, and we know we are loved. You know, one of the interesting things about this Bible story to me is that Jesus was thirsty and he asked this woman for a drink, but there's never any indication in the story that she gave him one. Rather, what happens in the story is that Jesus slakes her even deeper thirst for God. What we need is Jesus. Come to God, all pilgrims thirsty. Drink the love that God gives. Amen. There is joy no tongue can tell. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Loving Jesus, you came to save all the world, even those on the margins of society, even us. We thank you now for your sacrifice for our sins. We need the salvation you bring in so many ways. Lead us in more faithful lives. Open our wills to seek your will. Embolden us to give ourselves in service and love for each other as you have led the way. Lord, in your mercy, living Lord, make your presence known and felt throughout our world. We live in troubled and difficult times for many. Renew us now in hope and strengthen our trust in your care for us all. Lord, in your mercy, God, who reaches to all in compassion, help those who struggle in life. Comfort the sick and the sorrowed. Give your hope and your strength to those suffering from the COVID-19 virus and those who are afraid. Reach in love to those who are poor, are hungry, are outcast, are alone. Be with all those who face unknown futures and who don't know where to turn. Bless all your people, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, O God of mercy, fill us with your Spirit so that we might be merciful with one another. Grant that we might be patient and understanding and loving and kind as we cross the intersections of our lives. Remind us always that we are one in you. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
Lord's host.
You set a table where we feast as friends.
Prepare us to witness to your goodness with every gift you have given us to share, that all people may know your peace through Jesus Christ, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You call your people to cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast, that renewed in the gift of baptism, we may come to the fullness of your grace. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of
the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Thank you.
body of Christ given for you.
Body of Christ.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. We thank you, living God, for the body and blood of your Son, which sustains us in the wilderness and the garden of life. As Christ has loved us in this feast, so send us to love Christ in our neighbors. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Did she really? So it did work. Wow, the anthem was incredible.
16 people?
That was incredible.
Thank you. I was crying by the end of it, let me tell you that.
By the end of the anthem?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don and I looked at each other. Let the tears go ahead and come.
Yeah.
So
it was. Sermon in the back of the altar.
We saw, you know, certain people going up. I mean, that side over there or something.
Yeah, but what I wanted was to make sure I could be seen behind the altar when I was up there. So anyway, so I'm going to go look and see what's on there.
Technology is amazing.
Well, this is very rudimentary of what we could do. And right now, because of the virus, they're waiving all license fees and stuff. That's what we could do. License to broadcast the music. Anyway.
Yep.